Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1455. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rebaran Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Le'ilo Nishmas Benachem Yaakov Ben Moshe Halevi, and Refush Lem Yishai Yaakov Ben Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chol. So, an interesting question, which I just wanted to talk about, was brought to my attention another Eitza Toiva, a good idea in reference to a talus. We've spoke a few times in reference to taking home a talus from shul. So just to review again, if somebody, in general, it's a good thing, if somebody has no reason to take home their talus. We're talking about if there's an Erev or possibly Yom Tif, whatever case of time you could carry, obviously, and a person takes off their talus, so they want to carry it, right? So the best thing to do, if it's possible, is just to wear it home. Finish. You wear it home and then you're good to go. If somebody's wearing a talus in shul, you don't have to take it off, you know, and leave it in shul. That's not the halacha. You're wearing the talus, you wear the talus. Continue wearing the talus, just walk home, and that's all. That's the best way. Obviously, that's perfectly fine. Even I myself, I do that even on Yom Tov. I'll just wear the talus outside, whatever, even going to shul, because of the whole question carrying, okay, if you need it, but whatever the case is. So you wear it, that's the best thing. Now, the question is, a person takes it off, and they want to carry it home for whatever the reason from shul. So if you have a locker or a place to keep it, we said, and then keep it in shul and finish and hide it and keep it in the locker, keep it in place. But if you're afraid, we spoke about to leave it in shul, somebody might use it and the person might not be as clean. It might get stolen. It might get ruined. It might get knocked over, stepped on, might fall on the floor, little kids running around. Who knows what could happen, right? And I don't have a place, so I have to take it home. Okay. So a person has a head to take it home because it's going to get ruined. So we spoke about a few different ways to do it. So we said, first of all, again, we said, you know, you put it on, you wear it home. That's the best way to go. Now, but there's another eitzer that was brought to my attention, interesting, that even if you bring it home, a person brings it home, then you carry it home, right? And you're not wearing it, you're carrying it home. So now when you get home, what a person could do is they could open up the talus again and put it on and make a regular tifa, you know, the regular, make the bracha on the talus. You make a bracha on the talus, it's a totally new wearing, right? You're allowed to make a bracha, it's a different place, different wearing, different everything. You're a mesiach das, that's the point. You're a mesiach das, you took your mind off the first bracha and it's a new thing. Now, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the talus. On a talus cotton, a talus gadol, I'm talking about. The talus cotton on a small talus, that's already, whatever, we're not going to get into those halachas. It's a little bit questionable how you go about making the bracha, but a man, and in general, if a person puts on the talus, the halach is, I just want to say, a person puts on a talus cotton, a small talus in the morning, and if it's a married man, not a bacher, or if some people have the minik to wear a talus even before marriage, but let's say a regular married man is wearing a talus, so in general, when you put on the talus cotton, the small talus, you do not make a bracha for sure, and then when you put on your talus gadol, you have in mind the talus cotton. In other words, when you put on the big talus in shul, or wherever it is at home, so then you have in mind the small talus, the talus cotton that you put on, whatever it is before, when you put it on when you got up. Some people wear the talus over the talus cotton the whole night. Okay, that's a separate. We're not going to get into that. But be it as it may, you have in mind the talus gadol on the list atif. But since it's, you have in mind also the talus cotton, the small talus. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. If somebody was not aware of that, you did not make two brachas. You don't make on the small talus and then the big talus. You make only on the big talus. Okay. But those who wear the small talus, okay, we're not going to get into that right now. But be it as it may, so a person comes home, they carry home their talus, and you're allowed to carry, let's say, air of this and that. You wrap in the and make a regular tif, and you sit in the talus a little bit, and you learn a few psukim, or walk around in the talus, and it's a mitzvah to wear a talus, right? So it's a mitzvah to wear a talus. So you're going to do a mitzvah, which is going to be done at home. So now that's the best thing to do. You come home, make an atif, like we said, say psup sukkim, learn, walk around, whatever the case is. But it's a mitzvah every minute you're wearing a talis. So I just wanted to bring that across. People should be aware of that, it's because we need a lot of, you know, the general concept is, any time, like for example, if you have a machzor, you want to bring it home. I know by myself, Yom Tov, have a machzor. So let's say if you daven in the shul all the time, right? So you have your machzor, you bring it home, so you don't have to bring it home. I have a machzor at home also, right? I bring my machzor to shul, I have a machzor at home, let's say on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, my sitter, whatever. So why bring it home? You don't need it. You have one at home also. So LMI what? When you come home, use it, right? In other words, the same way we said, just like when you go to shul, learn from it. to learn a few halachas or say something, say kapitel tilim from it or something like that, if it's not for Shabbos or let's say Yom Tov is right after Shabbos or for the second day Yom Tov, all these things in case and time where you could carry, right? We say by Yom Tov. So same thing when you bring it home, say kiddush from it, right? That's what I do. I bring it home and I'll make kiddush from the dafka, that machza. You don't have to go looking for badafka, different Yom Tov machza, right? Let's say it's Shavuos by night. I'll just give you an example. I don't have to badafka go looking for another Shavuos machza because that machza I should have left in shul. I want to use that machza and finish. Why do I have to waste time looking for another machza? So the same thing, a sitter, a machza, a sefer, right? If somebody wants to bring home a sefer, let's say I bring home a sefer from shul, again, you know, right? I'm allowed to carry, and I know I'm not going to need that sefer the entire Shabbos. I'm just bringing it home, whatever. And I know it. I know even it won't get lost. I have a locker. I could keep it in my locker. I don't know, whatever, right? Even if you could keep it in your locker, a case in time with a sefer, for example. But I want to bring it home, and I know I'm not going to use it the whole Shabbos. But I want to bring it home. I want to make sure it's at home. Have it with me in case I do need it, whatever. But the best thing to do, if in those cases, to make sure 100%, same thing. Bring home the sefer. Learn a few halachas. Learn a few lines, whatever, from the sefer. And you had a mitzvah. Anytime you could do something whereby it's a mitzvah in general, like we said, with the talis, right, to putting on the talis again when you get home, you make a bracha. Of course, you have to make a bracha. Like we said, or saying kiddush from the machzer, or going to shul, right, going to shul, bring the machzer, saying something over there from the machzer, using the machzer, using the sefer. Or even if you had a chumash, a specific chumash that you bring to shul, you're not going to need it at home. You finish being ma'av sedra, same thing. Read a few psukim. So all these things are important to keep in mind. You just use it to do a mitzvah, and all these things are a mitzvah, right? Saying a kapitel tilim is a mitzvah. Learning, obviously, there's no greater mitzvah than learning, right? Wearing a talis is a mitzvah. All these things is a mitzvah to do. So you're going to do the mitzvah. You didn't have a mind to do it, and you're doing it really because you want to have it at home. So what? A mitzvah is a mitzvah, right? Whatever the intention is. Okay. Again, we did say not to talk it out, not to start saying, well, I'm a dafka taking home my talis, I'll have it at home, but I'll wrap anyways and I'll wear it. That you shouldn't say. That's already running into, we said not to say, right? Even if a person goes to sleep, it's a mitzvah to sleep on Shabbos, let's say, right? I need a rest. I'm worn out and this. I'll have more koiches to learn and everything. But I'll sleep extra because tonight I have to stay up and learn Shavuos or whatever. So don't say it. Don't say it. You could do it. Again, it's a mitzvah, but don't say it. So that's just wanted to bring that point out. Specifically with the talis, people should be aware that's another eitzah tov if they're not sure, really, I should bring it home, I shouldn't, I possibly have a locker, maybe I should keep it in shul, maybe won't get room. Then bring it home, wear it a little bit, and that's it. You make a bracha, you wrap yourself, you wear it a little, and then you're good to go. You know, again, a case in time where you're going to carry it. If you're going to wear it, you wear it. So that's the best thing. Hatzlach and bracha. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.